Your best choice for summer. Mix 93.8 FM.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Stiles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Well, we're here. It's Tuesday evening with Chris and Suzanne Stiles, and well, I thought we were going to get some rain, but I was wrong.
Indeed, 7:15 it is, and it's The Success Show. And fascinating show tonight. We're going to be talking about price. The price that you pay, the price you're willing to pay. And also, one of the things we're going to be reminding you of is, at what stage have you actually traded away your value and your discount to the point that it's no longer of any significance to be doing what you're doing?
For sure. Now, if you have any questions, or if you'd like to send us a message or your thoughts, you can send us a tweet on @mix938fm, or you can SMS us on 41348. SMSs are charged at R1.50. Now, we always like to kick off with a Harv Eker card from Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. Going to start with mine tonight, and it is Focus on Contribution, which I think is quite amusing considering tonight's topic of conversation. Your life isn't just about you. If you want to be rich in the truest sense of the word, you must contribute to other people's lives. So think about that. Focus on your contribution. And although that you have to give a contribution to others, you have to participate and you have to give, don't do it at the expense of yourself.
Well, absolutely. And the card that I drew says, manage and train your mind. And it says, you have the natural ability to install self-powering or self-empowering thoughts in your mind at any time simply by choosing to focus on them. Yes, you do have the power to control your mind. And that's massively, massively important. Because really, the 6 inches between your ears is what determines your success. The 6 inches between your ears is also what determines your price. Very interesting how often of late we've had price discussions. And so much of it goes around, you know, what's the industry price and am I competitive and all of that. And how rarely do you actually find people defining what their true price is?
Well, in fact, what it is what is their value.
What is their value? I do like that.
And we've got Kazai over there. What's your card tonight?
Good evening and happy Tuesday. The card I drew says, practice being a good receiver. Rich people are excellent receivers. Poor people are not. Poor people don't believe that they are worthy of receiving. Rich people do.
Wow, now that's three quite interesting cards considering tonight's topic.
Once again, it's a mindset, huh?
It absolutely is, and just chosen randomly out of our box, not picked for the show, which is quite amazing, because we were actually thinking a lot today about what we were going to be talking about tonight. Now, usually we're pretty well planned, we make a decision, we get all our material together, but today we just kind of really went with the flow about things that we're experiencing, things that are going through our mind right now in terms of, are we playing to our value, or are we allowing our value to be eroded and traded away because we want or need the business, because we want to get our business off the ground faster, because we want to grow more, because we want to change certain circumstances? And it's okay to want to do that, but not at the expense of trading away our value, because that is a price that we're going to pay for the price that we're prepared to pay. And it might sound like I'm a little crazy and you don't know what it is that I mean, but by not paying a price, by not making a decision, or by making the bad decision, a bad decision, either way, you're actually paying a price for something that you are doing. Now, you might be prepared to pay the price of whatever it takes, but there's still a price in there around what is it that forms part of whatever it takes.
Well, I think the other thing is, and it's rather interesting, and it would be very interesting to see what happens on social media tonight, on Twitter and on the SMS line, around when is enough enough. And I guess here one can actually refer to price points. You know, when have you actually got to the point where your value has been eroded, and in actual fact you've always allowed this, to the point where making or doing business is almost no longer making sense? And it is a very, very important thing to think about, which is the erosion of your margin. And it is something that we used to have to relentlessly protect when I was in the banking industry and the financial services, and we were looking at pricing and the danger of price wars. And the thing is, once margin has been eroded, it is incredibly, if not impossible, to recover it. And without implementing fairly drastic and dramatic price hikes, and then potentially dealing with the customer fallout that ensues. So let's really dig into that tonight, and begin to think about, you know, have you got to the point in your business where you've actually made your prices so affordable that you're sitting there scratching your head, wondering why you're actually even doing this, because you're barely profitable. And the other thing is, you know, are you just busy with busy stuff? Now, it was quite interesting. Last night I picked up a book by Harv Eker, and it's called Speed Wealth. And it was very, very interesting, because in that book he actually gives a little mini case study of Tony Robbins. Now, for those of you who have either encountered or had a brush with the personal development industry, you will no doubt know the name Tony Robbins or Anthony Robbins. And he had run 200 events and was barely breaking even. Now, just think of the amount of effort that was going into those 200 events, and he found himself in a position where he was barely breaking even. Which obviously means that the quality of the audience wasn't what it needed to be. It meant that the upsell that he was working on at the time either wasn't working right, or the audience didn't have the income in order to be able to purchase the upsell. But somewhere something was going very, very wrong, and he just wasn't leveraging his time or his resources properly at all. And he had to completely and utterly re-engineer his entire business away from such massive number of events onto infomercials and commercials on TV. And as a result of that, he started to get a much, much, much greater response. It wasn't nearly as demanding on him in terms of the physical demands of delivering the seminars. I mean, 200 seminars in a year, you can imagine that.
Well, it's nearly one a week.
Way more.
Oh, yes, of course.
Way more. It's 4 a week.
Yeah, 4 a week.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Huge.
Sorry, I'm thinking of... Gosh, that would be a good one. Everybody would love me. I'm thinking of 365 months in a year, so that would make the annual holidays quite few and far between. But it's an incredible thing. I mean, I remember in the days when I wanted to start Airport Media, my business partner and I at that stage went to a very, very valued mentor of ours in the media industry, who I've promised never to name, because he promised me he'd also tell me that I was telling big fat lies. But he said to me, don't have a rate card. Mm. You can never negotiate up. You can always negotiate down. And I was thinking of the way that you put that there around, you know, looking at infomercials. And the thing is that, and especially if I look in the training business now and the personal development business, There's two huge things that we've noticed. One, the change in the way business is being done, where a lot of events are being put on for free by both local and international entities, and that's fine if you have the financial resources to do that. And then there's an upsell where people are sold at to take a bigger, a higher costing training or program. And there's two sides to that. First of all, of course, none of your buyers are pre-qualified. Mm. So out of an audience of 500, say you have no idea if a single person in the audience can actually afford to buy your product. Fair enough. So that is a sort of risk that you're going to be taking. But the other thing that I've found now is when talking to people about certain trainings. Now, if I take most of the good trainers that we know, the good guys have invested quite seriously in their training, because they are not only successful in terms of what it is that they've achieved out of their own lives, what they've learned, you know, that's not just what they're selling. Because just because you have great experience, it doesn't make you a great teacher or a great trainer. So you have to invest in yourself in order to be able to pass that info on, train that info. And these trainings are not cheap. So I would think even somebody that has invested just marginally in their training career, they have probably invested a good 100,000 rand plus all their experience and everything to then bring you the course material that they are investing in. So, I mean, that is product development for a solo or entrepreneur of at least 100K. That's quite expensive. That's not just buying some T-shirts, printing them, ironing them, going outside and selling them on the street and being a business or in the manufacturing trade. If I look at ourselves, it's millions. So when you want to go out and put on an event or teach or train people, I found that there's a double backlash. First of all, why aren't we doing a free event? And secondly, it's a case of, I find that people are a lot happier to spend money on outward things than they are on inward things.
Well, you see, it's a lot of it is the society we live in, which is a society of immediate gratification. They want to be able to see things instantly. I mean, if you actually look at one thing that technology has done, is technology has made everything super fast. Very, very instant, instant access to information, et cetera, et cetera. So it's one of the things that you really have to think about as an entrepreneur, is the fact that people are expecting results super fast. And also it's they want to be able to see what it is that they have actually spent their money on.
Yeah, they want something tangible, and this is not... this is not always easy. I mean, actually, it's kind of like buying a gym contract. You know, a lot of people want to buy the gym contract, go and swipe their card at the relevant gym, and think by pitching up and looking at the equipment and having a quick sip at the water fountain, you know, I'm going to get fit, thin, and start looking hot. But it comes with a lot of effort.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and I think one of the big things that we can really send out in a very powerful message tonight is the deep respect that one should have for people who have actually succeeded in business. It is not easy. It is a moving target all the time. There's an enormous amount that goes into it, and yes, it's incredibly, incredibly important to have your mind set right and to understand that whatever it is that you're doing is going to take many unexpected twists and turns. And I guess your road to success might actually be a little bit like being on a game drive, where you're sitting on a game drive vehicle and you're driving through the bush, and the next moment you come around a corner and here the road has been completely blocked because a tree has been pushed over by an elephant. And then you've got to go bundu bashing, and you've got to head off in many different directions, and then finally get your way back onto the road in order to proceed. And that's just part and parcel of business. But it really is. It's massively, massively demanding. And the thing is, when you're going through those very, very difficult and trying times, yes, you have to do whatever it takes. But one of the key things as well is to not ever trade away your value and your margin to the point where you're literally working for nothing. Because the thing is, what happens under those circumstances, and look, if you've never been in business for yourself, you actually won't really understand this. I mean, that's as harsh as it is. People who have jobs won't be able to comprehend what I call trading away of profit margin, to the point where you're sitting there scratching your head thinking, you know, why on earth am I doing this business? But that's just that's the difference. It's the difference between the entrepreneurial mindset and people in jobs, and doesn't make the one right or the other one wrong. It's just how it is. But you have to stick at a certain price point, and you have to work around that. And I saw it time and time and time again in the banking sector that I was working in, where when you began to trade away, margin just became a slippery slope. And I think, if nothing else, tonight, the one message that we would very much like you to take away is just be very, very, very aware of trading away margin just for the sake of getting work.
And this is also on a very much on an emotional level as well. What are you giving up on? What is the price that you are paying in order to be able to get on the road to what it is that what you want? So think about it. What is the price that you think that you're prepared to pay for your goals? Now, this is whether you're a businessman, this is whether it's you're an entrepreneur, aspirational entrepreneur, whether you are working for somebody, if this is in your relationship, if this is even in your exams and the studying. I mean, let's liken it to it. We're coming up to matric exam time very soon, so let's think of it like this. What is the price for great marks? Studying and not going out drilling. So think about that. So you can't go out, you can't party, you can't see all your friends, you can't stay up late watching TV or, you know, playing on social media, doing those kind of things. There's a price to pay. But look at the value that you're going to get out of it. You're going to get great marks, which are going to help you get into the university that you want or do some things that you want to do. So that's likening it for matric. Now, the same thing is in your relationship. What is the price that you're prepared to pay? And the price really is that you cannot expect somebody else to live according to your values hierarchy. You've got to accept them for what you are. You've got to choose a partner who's going to help you achieve your highest values. And in return, your highest values are going to help them on their way to theirs. Now, this actually then transpires into your business relationships, into your career. I mean, I saw a great post the other day where a woman was having an interview and they said, you know, what do you think are one of your bad character traits? And she said, I'm too honest. And the guy on the other side says, oh, well, I don't think honesty is a bad character trait. And she said, well, I don't give a damn what you think. So if you think about that, you know, that's a price that you're going to pay for a characteristic or a way in which you want to behave. But what is the price that you're paying silently? What's the price you're paying for not knowing what it is that you really want? What is the price that you're paying for always putting other people before you? What's the price you're paying for putting yourself last?
And invariably, it's a very, very extreme price. And that's why we're asking those profound questions of you tonight, because let's just say often these things creep up on you like a thief in the night. And it's good to ask many profound and thought-provoking questions around yourself, around your business, because questions open the mind, statements close the mind, and the more open your mind is, the more you will actually be able to see the areas where things drastically need to be addressed in order to give you the success you want.
Your best choice for summer, Mix 93.8 FM. FM, the home of legendary music.
Not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility.
FM, it's the Success Show. We had John Mayer with Clarity there and Michael Bublé's Just Haven't Met You Yet. Now, how many times have you felt that you haven't met yourself yet? That you actually don't know what you're here for?
Well, we're dealing with some pretty tough issues tonight around business. Often when you're sitting there and as an entrepreneur scratching your head thinking, geez, you know, what is the next roll of the dice? Just to rewind to last week where we interviewed Graham Hancock, of Magicians of the Gods. That's his book, the sequel to, Fingerprints of the Gods, huh? and it's going to be released next year. And he's in South Africa at the moment. We were at his Joburg event at Hacklebrook, and this weekend he's in Cape Town. And what an incredible interview, and how much he was sharing around the fact that we thought we knew so much. And now suddenly there is all this evidence beginning to emerge, and leaving some of the scientists and archaeologists rather red-faced. They don't necessarily want to accept it or agree with it, but funny enough, it is actually now beginning to be printed in leading thought magazines like New Scientist. So it shows that where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's definitely new evidence coming to the fore, which is very, very seriously questioning our knowledge of history and the way we have dated things in the timeline that we have around things, and especially ancient civilizations. And a very controversial man, massively thought-provoking day with him at Hacklebrook. Just the information he shared was phenomenal. But what I loved so much about it is he wasn't banging on a drum saying everybody is wrong. This, he was just presenting the facts and saying, look, you know, this doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense. And this was the thing. He was just asking the question, does it make sense or not? And a lot of the information just didn't make sense, which then begged the question, well, what does make sense? How could this possibly have happened? And that's what I so enjoyed about it. Whether you are a Graham Hancock fan or not, really, it was just the way he was approaching it, and a very gentle and a very humble man. And incredible that in 1 week, we've had close on 2,500 downloads of last week's show's podcast. Now, that's huge. We podcast every single week's show on a website called thesuccessshow.podbean.com. And our shows are usually a couple of hundred. We've had a couple of shows that have gone over 1,000. But in 1 week, this show has gone over 2,500 downloads, and it just continues to explode. And it's fantastic to see, because one of the things that we do want to do through this show is challenge you, and challenge how you're thinking, and challenge how you're behaving. We may not necessarily deliver all the answers, but the thing is, when you begin to ask the very difficult and sometimes the very profound questions around what you're doing, your business, etc., etc., suddenly you begin to see opportunities where previously you just thought that there were walls. And around the issue of tonight, you know, when is enough enough? And it's quite interesting that the last 3 or 4 weeks we've been working with quite a number of business owners who have been sitting there scratching their heads just saying, well, how do I turn this business? How do I change it? How do I get it to the next level? Do I keep on with this business, or do I actually close it down? And it's not that there is ever a perfect answer to any set of circumstances or any situation. But the thing is, ultimately, it comes down to the price that you're paying. And during the break, I reached into the bag and drew out one of my favorite books, which is Price Pritchard U Squared. And in the book, he's written a wonderful short article, which is called Quit Trying Harder. And I'm going to read a piece here which I think really begins to talk to the heart of where so many entrepreneurs find themselves, especially when they're at odds with their business. And it says, sooner or later you're going to reach the point where you can't try any harder. It may be that your spirit flags, or that your physical and mental resources are stretched to the limit. And often, well before you come to that set of circumstances, you reach the point of diminishing return. Now, how interesting is that? You reach the point of diminishing return, where you're just working, stressed out, doing more, and you're not actually seeing the gain. You're not seeing any headway. You're not seeing any progress. Trying harder and harder starts producing less and less. Now, how does that maybe hold true for you right now if it does listen up? Sometimes, in fact, intensifying your efforts produces nothing except bigger problems. And I guess that's because you're doing things in a certain way. You're used to a certain way of doing things, and on the back of that, you're not getting the results. So if you want different results, you're going to have to do different things. And in this book, in the front of the book, Price Pritchard talks about a fly. And he talks about a fly flying against a window, and the fact that it's just expending all its energy flying against this closed window, whereas 10 feet across the room is an open door. And if the fly had to change the way it was behaving and actually fly across the room and out through the door, it would be free. But it actually just flies nonstop against this window until it's run out of energy and will die there on the windowsill. And what he's basically saying is that the quantum leap to freedom is often not by just doing the same thing. It's by sitting there and asking yourself the question, what is the price I am paying as a result of doing the things in a certain way, and what is it that I want? And how do I begin to actually get what I want? Because if what you want is a far cry from what you're doing, and it happens to all of us, you get into a business and you're just busy working, flat out, shoulder to the wheel, and you suddenly realize that you're just not seeing the results you want. And that's where you've got to go back. You've got to reel everything in, and you've got to say, what is it that I want, and am I working smart? How am I doing things? Am I seeing the activity that I want? Am I getting the results that I want? And this is also where it's massively important when you're in business to be able to just plot and measure what it is that you actually are seeking results-wise. You've got to be clear on what you want, and you also need to measure it. And this is very important. I find that a lot of small business owners, when you talk to them, they don't necessarily have the desire to want to measure what's going on in their business. They just see their business as, well, it's just got to get there. But you have to measure it. You need to be able to look at it and say, are we getting to the points that we want to achieve? So you've got this really big goal, but en route you've got a couple of critical measurements that you want to hit. And take time to begin to think about those, because if you're not hitting the small measurements en route, you're certainly not going to hit the big one. And this is why it's, what is the price that you're paying? And rather begin to identify prices, if you will, that you're paying that you're not satisfied with earlier rather than later, because then it allows for you to begin to take corrective actions.
And it's one of the hardest things to do, is to actually make that differentiation, to make a decision around it, because also a lot of the time we want to carry on that fly because we are told that the goal shouldn't change. Don't change what you're doing. If every time there's an obstacle you give up or you go backwards, but actually it's not around whether the goal's changing or not, because that actually should never change. It's the route that changes. Your route towards getting the goals. You've set the goals and you start off in a direction towards getting them. If you've got to go around the obstacle, you don't have to go through it. Because invariably it's almost impossible to break straight through the obstacle to get to what you want. So often we hear, you know, you just smash through every objective. We must just overcome every adversity that comes in our way, but almost in this manic requirement of absolutely just continuing to bang and bash your head against this adversity or against this obstacle, instead of actually sometimes stepping back, looking at the obstacle and finding a way around it, not necessarily through it. And this is such a huge thing to think about. When you are working out, who am I? What do I want? What are my goals? And reviewing those goals, are they really your goals? Or are you living your life for somebody else's goals?
That's massively important. And the other thing is also, if you have been in a business, and I think this is a massive lesson for anybody who has had a business or is running a business, or where the business is literally on its knees and you're doing everything you can to try and keep the business going. I mean, it really is the equivalent of the ICU. You have your own lessons to learn, and failing at business is not the end of the world. I failed. I failed before, and it was quite a spectacular failure, and it certainly set me back, but it certainly made me a lot wiser. And the thing is, in those failures are massively important lessons that you have to learn, because it makes you so much more aware. It makes you so much more wiser. It's fantastic to enjoy the success, and everybody wants to succeed. But the thing is, it's a little bit like golf. And golf is a sport I'm absolutely madly in love with. Now, the first time I picked up a golf club, I certainly did not smack the ball in the direction that I wanted it to go, nor did I hit it the distance I wanted it to go, nor did I hit it with a flight or the trajectory, nor could I shape the ball. I couldn't draw or fade the ball. So basically, I just grabbed the club and I swung wildly and hoped that the ball would head in the general direction that the hole went. And then you begin to learn and to hone your skills and to develop the techniques required to be able to become a skilled golfer. And then the more you practice, the better you get. Well, you know, why should it be any different in business? And sometimes you're going to start a business and it's going to be an absolute howler. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But the thing is, the people who are prepared to persist, the people who are prepared to take those learnings, dust themselves off, even if it means that for a while you pack it in and you go back to a job. And, on that moment, you can probably hear a couple of gasps. But, I've actually said that. If it means that you have to shut everything down, regroup, go back, internalize all the learnings, begin to make sense of everything, and then get out onto the course again, so be it, as long as you never give up.
Well, also, when you look at that, it's not so much as that you literally shut everything down on an emotional level. It's on a physical level. If you run out of resources, you've got to find a way to acquire more resources. So if that means that you have to put things on the back burner on the physical level, emotionally, you do your absolute very best for the person that is providing you with these financial resources and do a really great job for them. And then when the time is right, you come back. But what happens so often is that when failure strikes, or lack of success, for a better word. You know, there's a difference between failure, which is when you just completely give up, and when you've realized that you're not making a success of where you are now, you need more resources, for whatever those reasons are, then go and get the resources. Bob Proctor told us how many times he was working on projects where he had to go back, get a job doing something so that he could carry on working towards his dream. And this is such essential things. It's not about the fact that, you know, I don't care what other people think. If somebody else thinks that you're a failure because you've had to take a break from following your dream to earn the resources to keep following your dream, that's part of the price you're prepared to pay. And also, that's part of doing whatever it takes.
Well, there's a very interesting chapter in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. And in that chapter, he actually tells a story of guys that were busy digging for gold. And they dug 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 until finally they could dig no more. And they quit. And I guess just completely and utterly exasperated and broke. And they sold off the claim or the piece of land, whatever it is, to someone else. And this person brought in a couple of experts, had a look at the claim, and they began to dig. And a short distance from where they'd stopped, they struck gold. And a very, very good reef of gold it was.
I think, if I recall, it's one of the biggest gold mines ever.
Yeah, the story in the book is actually called 3 Feet from Gold. But what Napoleon Hill goes on to tell is that the person who left the claim shortly after that went and created massive success in the insurance industry. So just because that person had abandoned that claim, yes, to others that person had failed, but he actually took the knowledge, the disappointment, all of that, and with it, the learnings, and sharpened them all into something that the next time he began, he was so much more astute. And on the back of that, went and built a massively, massively successful business. So did he fail, really? No. It was just that at that moment, it wasn't his time. There was still stuff that he needed to learn. And I think this is one of the biggest things. You know, business is not easy. It really isn't. If it was easy, everybody out there would be succeeding massively at business. There wouldn't be the 80% failure rate that currently exists literally every year, year on year, in terms of small business and startups. But what is hugely important is to understand that even if you have to take a different route, it's not the end of the world. As long as you look at everything in terms of the fact that you have grown, you've learned so much, and it's incredibly important that the goal never changes. I can only imagine that the person around which the story 3 feet from gold was crafted was massively focused on creating success. He didn't create the success through gold. He created the success through the insurance. So he never took his eye off the success that he wanted. He just found a different vehicle. And by that time, he had learned sufficient around creating success that that specific vehicle worked for him.
Also, just going a little bit back to that thought around undervaluing yourself and the fact that so many times I've found that people want help without wanting to pay for help. They want it for free. And I know how many times we get approached in terms of, you know, would we mentor people and would we do things? Now, we do a lot of things to give back as much as we can. The show is part of this. But I was actually likening it to a doctor's appointment. If you come to a doctor for advice around your health, you may not necessarily be sick, but you may have some concerns. You are going to pay for your 15 minutes of time with the doctor. If you don't like what he had to say, and you want to go and see another person for some advice, you're going to pay for that other doctor's 15 minutes of time for the consultation and the discussion and the advice, which you then do or do not have to take. It's the same as going to a lawyer and thinking a lawyer is going to give you free advice because you're having a cup of coffee with him. He'll charge you for his time. He'll probably charge you for the coffee. And he'll charge you for emailing you afterwards to thank you for the coffee, because it's a service. It's a service industry. So think about it in terms of what it is that you do, in terms of your business. If somebody came to you in terms of your business and spent loads and loads and loads and loads and loads of time with you, picked your brains for absolutely everything, and then either didn't buy your products at all because they decided to go a different way, or found another company that sold the same products and they just asked for what they wanted, you sort of seem pretty irritated, and you'd be a bit disappointed. Now, that's the same when you ask anybody to do something for you at no charge, who you don't actually know.
Mm. You actually do. You devalue yourself to the point, and that's why one of the things that we've absolutely terminated, and we did it quite a while back, was coffee meetings, because we used to have business owners and people contacting us saying, oh, you know, we'd love to be able to pick your brains. You've built a massively successful business, Suzanne. Chris, you were in the world of financial services. We'd love to be able to access what you know over a cup of coffee. And it's like, no. Absolutely not. The knowledge that we have is way more than a cup of coffee. And so I don't do coffee dates anymore, because actually, in essence, all I'm doing is devaluing myself. If you want to access us, you access us through a proper formal appointment and paid for. And this is where you actually have to, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you have to put your foot down and you've got to look at your use of time. Because the thing is, you allow this creep, that's what I call it, this creep to enter your world, and the next moment you have having loads and loads and loads of coffee dates with people, and actually you're not making any money, and everyone's tapping into your knowledge and your expertise, and you might be feeling good around it, but at the end of the day, you don't see any money flowing into your bank account. And so it actually is one of the most nonsensical things that you can ever do. And that's where, as an entrepreneur and a business owner, you have to know your value. Now, we give back through this radio show, and we are eternally grateful to Mix FM for this radio show and for the people that we're able to interview on this in order to make knowledge available to you through this through the broadcast on air, and then subsequently through podcasts. But that's it. After that, if you want to access us, there's a fee involved, and this is something, and it's very interesting how that is a very difficult bridge for people who leave the corporate world or the world of employment to move into when they become business owners, to understand if you want to access me, you need to put the money on the table.
It was a very interesting article I read of Richard Branson's a few days ago, where he actually said that time is becoming the new currency. Because time is precious to everybody. And in days where we travel, where we've got traffic to contend with, road conditions to contend with, time is incredibly precious. And if you want somebody's time and you're serious about your business, if you want to go and learn from the best, even if you want a mentor, it doesn't matter who you go to, you have to consider the time that they are investing in you. And there has to be an exchange. I always loved John DeMartini in, I think it was, how to make a hell of a profit and still get to heaven. And he said in there, there is the law of reciprocal remuneration. There has got to be an exchange. So if the exchange is not financial, then you better be bartering a great service.
And I do love that. And I guess that, for me, is the way I'd like to wrap up tonight's show, is if you feel that you are not receiving enough value, then you need to actually stop and have a look at where you are, maybe unwittingly, maybe unknowingly, maybe it's because your self-confidence isn't there, but where you are trading away margin. And here I mean your margin, you're just giving your own value away, and you're not getting the returns, and it's leaving you wondering why. And it's very simple. You put your foot down, and you're no longer just accessible. That's it. It's a tough call to make, but it's a very important call to make.
Absolutely, because you don't know who is stealing your time and energy. Energy thieves who just want to know about you, but don't want to give business to you. And this is so important. Think about the price that you are paying for the price that you're prepared to pay. You've been listening to Chris and Suzanne Styles on Mix 93.8 FM on The Success Show. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Success begins in the 6 inches between your ears. If you want more money, more time, more happiness, and more love in your life, then listen to The Success Show with Chris and Suzanne Styles every Tuesday night at 7:15.
Mix 93.8 FM, the home of legendary music.